Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Jay. How may I assist you today?
Your name is Jerry?
That's correct.
Okay, this is Ann Pellegrino, Jerry, and I have a charge on my Capital One Spark business card, January 30th. Is this shop better?
This is customer support. We handle customer care for a variety of online vendors.
I know, and I'm having trouble. I had a charge of $49.97, and can you tell me what company that was with? If you do other companies and
To
what it was
better
for?
assist you on locating an account, may I get your zip code, please?
76078. Any other info you want, I'll give you.
And the name on the account?
It's Ann, A-N-N, Pellegrino, Pellegrino.
Thank you for that. Give me one second while I try and locate that account.
Okay, thank you.
I believe I've located an account for security purposes. Can you please verify your address?
It's 318 Delavue Lane, Rome, Rhome, Texas, 76078.
Thank you for that. Now, I do show where you were charged $56.95 on the 2nd of March for the membership fee for the Factory Direct Club Savings Store, which I'm showing
Well,
being a member
wait a
gets
minute,
you a
wait a minute. I'm having.
$125.
Wait a minute, I've got to get my records out from this morning. What, when was it charged? For what? What day?
On the 2nd of March, ma'am, you were charged $56.95 for the membership fee for the Factory Direct Club Savings Store, which being a member gets you a $125 gift card each month to the
Okay,
best
now wait
consumer.
a minute. I never signed up for that. I don't ever remember hearing about it. So this is for what? And it was it this on my account it says 49.97 from Shop Better, January 30th. And what date are you telling me about now?
Ma'am, the charge of $49.97 was also for that membership fee that month for the Factory Direct Club Savings Store, which
Okay,
being a
I
member
never
gets you a
listened.
$125
I
gift
don't
card each month to the Best Consumer Gadget
listen.
Club,
I
which is.
never signed up for that. What company did I sign that up with? Because I never signed up for anything like that, nor would I have. I never would have signed up for that.
Now, I do show that the account is currently closed due to the fact that the charges were disputed prior with your bank, where I'm showing that there were
Yes, but I'm
chargebacks
doing
filed
this.
against
I
those
do.
charges on the account with your financial institution, and because of that, you would actually have to contact your bank in order to get them to further assist you with those charges.
All right, now just a minute. You, what company put that on for me? What's it called?
You are being charged for the membership fee for the Factory Direct Club Savings Store.
Wait a minute.Ctory Direct. And what was that last one? Something store?
Savings store.
I never heard of it. So why did you put a charge on my account? I never posted that, anything like that. And you say you post things for all these companies? Why can't you use my credit card number and the 4997 and tell me where that came from? And you say it's for how much?
Ma'am, you were initially charged on the 24th of September $6.70 for the spy cam shipping costs for that welcome gift for the joining the Factory Direct Club Savings Store.
Wait a minute. Wait, that's what date now I was
The
charged way back
24th
in.
of September.
Okay, let me get back to my list I was using this morning then. Oh dear. Okay. Charged on September
24th.
24th. For that?
for $6.70 for the spy cam shipping costs for that welcome gift for joining the Factory Direct Club Savings Store.
Well, I could have sent a shipping gift, but I'm not sure that it was what it was for. But where does the $49.97 come in then?
That's the membership fee for that Factory Direct Club Savings Store, ma'am.
But I was never informed that this was doing that. Membership. So I've been paying how much a month now?
Joan, you were being charged $49.97 each month for that membership fee for the Factory Direct Club Savings Store, where you would have received...
Is that from September?
Yes, ma'am. And you would have received a $125 gift card each month to the Best Consumer Gadget Club sent out to you via email.
I never received anything like that. And so I'm wondering how I even got on this thing. Unless I paid to ship something, I don't know what it was. Sometimes they give you something and they want you to pay shipping. And that was a September 24th date on that?
That's correct, ma'am.
September 24th. For how much?
$6.70.
For shipping. And you can tell me where that came from?
What do you mean, ma'am?
Well, I'm charged $6.70. Right now I don't have my September bill in front of me, but let me get it. Just a minute. Okay, I'm looking on September 24th. There's a shop of some shop better for $6.70 here on my card. But I didn't know what shop better was then. I didn't call. See, and I don't know what I'm even paying for. You said that's shipping?
For the spy camera shipping cost for that welcome gift for joining the Factory Direct Club Savings Store.
Okay. All right, that I think that probably came, but I didn't realize it was enrolling me in any, you know, monthly thing. That was never mentioned. So I have a fraud thing in on you now for that amount because I was never notified that that was a subscription. Never. I just filed it this morning with Capital One. They're going to file a fraud with you because that's what it is. You didn't tell me that was a thing to join a club or anything.
These terms and conditions were provided on the site at the time of purchase for your electronic signature. Was you checking the box on the order form stating you had read and agreed to those terms and conditions and privacy policy for that order to process through?
Okay, except for the fact if this company has things that are harder to find, they put a check in the box already. For me?
No, ma'am, that's not able to be done because you have to physically check that box on the order form because that box is also there to make sure it's a live human being and not a bot on the internet.
Okay, but see, that didn't indicate to me maybe that it was a subscription because I never would have signed up for that. So I'm filing fraud charges and they'll be coming to you. That is not fair to people to do something like that, I don't think. And I have to see a thing where I actually check that because I don't remember checking that. I did sign a thing for I'm not a robot. I remember doing those for things, and that went through. But I don't remember anything. If you have to sign up for the rules and everything, that didn't exclude anything about a subscription of thing of $49 a month or whatever the hell it is. I don't know. But see, I think that's fraud, the way that works. That you sign up somebody and it's not definitely specified this is a subscription that'll come monthly.
Yes, ma'am, it does explain that out in those terms and conditions as well as on the order form where you have to put in your first name, last name, city, state, email address, as well as credit card information for that
Yeah,
order
I
to
did
even
that.
process through where it's all in the same size text, ma'am.
Yeah, I put that in, but that didn't tell me that was going to be charged every month. Nothing did there. So I'm filing for fraud for all these charges since September 24th or whatever date it was they started. I think it was because it wasn't clear to the subscriber, which was me. It was just to get something that I had thought I had earned for something for a credit and paid the freight on it, and I'm involved in all of this going over to Shop Better. And I don't think that's right. So I'm filing for fraud. And what? And then the company was for factory direct to put this charge on?
That charge was being for the Factory Direct Club membership, which being a member would get you a $125 gift card each month.
I know it, but I wouldn't never have signed up for that if I knew that's what it was for.
No, because I'm showing the charges have been disputed prior with your bank. You would have to contact them in order to get them to further assist you with the charges. Is there anything else I can assist you with?
Yeah,
today, ma'am?
The hell you can. You can make things so people can understand better, not get frauded.